A man who loves rain. And boy, I tell you, I think everybody else is a little bit more excited about rain, perhaps, than we might have been in the past. It's Larry Weber, and he joins us live and in color this morning here on Backyard Almanac. Morning there, sunshine.
Yeah, good morning, good morning. And I think you're right about that assessment of rain. We started off with the first day of August, we got plenty of rain, and we had rain off and on again for a little while after that. But for the last 2 weeks, we have gotten virtually nothing. And I thought last weekend was a good example where it was forecasted, and it was, oh, yeah, high percentage and all that kind of stuff, and then virtually nothing happened. So hopefully this is for real, that we will get some rain. We could certainly use it. We have one more week of August to go, and so far the temperature has been considerably above normal for the whole month, and the precipitation considerably below normal. Now, we'll see how it ends, that, like I say, that one more week. Astronomically, I hope you had a chance to get out to see the waxing gibbous moon last night, very bright. And off to the left nearby, you could see the planet Mars, still quite visible. The planet Jupiter was also visible. By the time I was out taking a look after dark, the planet Venus had pretty much set. But these three have given us quite a show this summer, and they'll continue to do so for a while. The days are getting shorter. We are now less than 14 hours of daylight. The sunrise now after 6 o'clock and sunset already by 8 o'clock. Yes, we are getting shorter. This is an very interesting time of year. In some ways, it's one of my favorite times of year, one of my 12 favorite months. We have awesome August still continuing. When I was in school eons ago as a student, a teenage student, we used to refer to these days between the 20th of August and the 30th of August as the sad days. And the reason we called them that was because summer was winding down. All the summer sports that we played were over with. The fall sports had not yet happened at that time. Now they do start happening. And so there was a period of time in between there. But the thing that made it the saddest was we knew school was starting soon, and there was nothing we could do to stop it. We would try to prolong the days, but we couldn't do it. So these were the sad days. Well, now I see them as being the glad days. These are just an outstanding time, and I try to prolong the days again, but for a different reason. What makes them so outstanding is a number of things. Now, first of all, the heat of the summer is pretty much going down. Yesterday, of course, and the day before, we had some hot days, but by the time it gets to dusk, it starts to cool down quite a bit. We have migration going on. Hawk Ridge began the counting of the raptors coming across already on the 15th, and they continue. And, yes, we do have a flight of various kinds of raptors that will be coming across during this time. We also have the flight of migrating warblers. I've been seeing them every day. Warblers are well known in the North Country. We have a huge variety of them, a little over two dozen species that come through every year. And many of these stay around to nest. They sing a lot in the spring. They have beautiful plumage in the spring. But when it comes to this time of year, they don't do the singing and they don't have the plumage. It's a little bit more difficult to determine what they are. But if you have a pair of binoculars and have a little patience, yeah, you can see them. And there are out there. There's other birds with them, of course. There are the vireos, the chickadees, sparrows, and so forth that are out there as well. And I've been seeing a lot of these. But maybe the neatest migrant I saw this week was a few nighthawks. Nighthawks come through often in really big numbers in late August. Nighthawk is a misnomer. They are not a hawk at all. They do fly often in the dusk, but you'll see them other times as well. And they are called that because somebody thought that flight of them looked like that of a hawk. Well, hawks have big hooked beaks. They also have talons. Nighthawks don't have either of the two. They are a cousin of what's called nightjars, which include birds such as whippoorwills. Anyway, I saw those flying through. Sometimes the flocks at this time can be very large. Speaking of very large flocks, there was an interesting article this week that spoke about an emergence of mayflies in Duluth. This is quite late in August to have an emergence of mayflies, but I'm so glad that there was time, there was an emphasis to take a look at it and to write about it. I thought the article was quite good, and even though we may not appreciate the mayflies showing up by the millions, I thought the article did a good job to point out that they are harmless. Don't worry about them biting you. They don't even have a mouth. And that they need to all show up at about the same time for reproduction. Then the article went on to say that this is not a bad sign. This is a good sign because mayflies are an indicator of clean water. And so if we can have a lot of mayflies like that, that is a good thing to look for. There was an emergence of them a few weeks ago in along the St. Louis River, and then I have seen emergence virtually every summer in some place around here. There's a big emergence. There's a lot of other insects going on. I was out walking in the goldenrods yesterday taking a look at things that are going on there, and I saw bees, wasps, hornets, flies, ants, aphids, leafhoppers, all those. But to me, the greatest discovery was katydids. Katydids are an insect that makes their appearance. They reach maturity at this time, and when they reach maturity, the males start making noises by scratching material on their legs, and they make these sounds that get the attention of the female. And the name katydid comes from a sound that somebody thought one was making of a southern species of a katydid. They're related to grasshoppers, and when we first see them, we may think we're looking at a green grasshopper, but no, it's not a katydid. However, the thing that makes this time the most amazing is the spiders. They have not been a disappointment. They have been just fabulous. Many things bring about this for this time of year. Number one, they are growing during the summer. They reach maturity. When they reach maturity, their webs are nice and big and large. They put the webs out pretty much every night at dusk, the big circular webs. Then along comes during the night, along comes dew and fog, very common at this time of year. They allow the webs to show up, and we realize just how many of their webs there are. They are also just opportunists. They are taking advantage of the fact that there's plenty of insects. There's a variety, quite a variety to them. They can be small. Yesterday I saw some webs, the entire web could fit in your hand. Other webs were a couple feet in diameter. There is different kinds of webs. The big circular ones are the ones we look for the most and the ones that are most photogenic, but there's other types as well. So it's been just fabulous. And to take a look at these webs, you'll see why they put them up. They don't put them up so that we can come along and get a picture. They come along so that they can catch insects. And if we take a look at them, usually like I just did this morning while walking around, you'll see that, yes, there was a lot of insect catching that went on during the night for them. This is their means of survival, and wow, it is just great. I keep saying every time I look close at spiders, I come away with that same three-letter word, wow. They are just so interesting. Other things that make this time so amazing is we are starting to get the beginning of leaf color. This week I saw yellows in birch and poplar and ash. They will continue to great deal more as we get into September. And then I saw reds of Virginia creeper and dogwood, and both of those two are going to continue as we get more into it. The fall wildflowers are still going on in really good numbers. Goldenrods, sunflowers, and asters are the three dominant ones, though there are plenty of other kinds. Those are the three that dominate ones. The asters tend to be later than the goldenrods, and yesterday I saw some goldenrods that had already finished their blooming. And in one particular case, it had gone to seed. So, yes, the season continues to move on. But nevertheless, get out there and take a look. You know, I drive along at this time of year. It's hard for me to keep my eyes on the road. I like looking at goldenrod so much, and they are so common, and they grow along roadsides. They have been blamed for causing all sorts of hay fever and so forth, but usually that they are not the cause of it. The cause of it is ragweed, which is a completely different plant. And anyway, they're native plants, and they're just great for attracting insects. There's a great abundance of them, spiders and so forth. They're just wonderful. Other thing that makes this time so great is mushrooms. Now, as I said earlier, we are dry. You're not going to have a lot of mushrooms. However, on a couple of walks I took this week, I found some pretty good growths of mushrooms. Now, if we get a good rain, enough to make things just kind of soak into the ground, wait a couple of days and we should see quite a response of mushrooms in our yards and in the woods. So, yeah, Lisa, this is no longer the sad days. These are the glad days, and they are just great. I look forward to a couple more weeks of wonderful web watching. So get out there and enjoy it, and don't forget to enjoy the full moon that's coming up, too, this weekend. So take care.
Thank you, Larry. Backyard Almanac, a regular feature of Fridays right here with naturalist author Larry Weber. And goldenrods, who would have thunk? Goldenrods don't cause allergy symptoms. They cause car accidents when Larry Weber is driving and gawking at them in the roadsides and not looking where he's going. Backyard Almanac, a regular feature of Fridays here on KUMD.